Hi, this is Dr. Mark Pitstick. Welcome to the ART session. To learn more about my training, experience, and outreaches, please visit soulproof.com/about/about Dr. Pitstick. Disclaimer, this session is not designed to replace medical or psychological care. Do not participate in this session if you feel uncomfortable at any time. Ask your therapist or physician before using this technique if you are under care for significant depression, anxiety, or other, quote, mental symptoms. Several weeks after my dad changed worlds, I had a dream in which it seemed I was visiting with him. The encounter was so wonderful and vivid. We discussed my awareness that I was dreaming, but agreed that our visit was perhaps as real as any other perception of reality. After awakening from the dream, I felt sad that I could no longer see Dad with my physical eyes, feel his big bear hugs, or hear his voice with my ears. I didn't wallow in the sadness, though, and quickly reminded myself that I would see him again someday. Soon, a new understanding seemed to be emerging, almost as if a gift were being conferred. Seemingly out of nowhere, the question arose in my mind, what is the next step after acceptance? Then the words appreciate, realize, and transform quickly popped in. After receiving this transmission, I wondered if the first three letters of each word spelled anything meaningful. I was pleasantly surprised to find that those three words, appreciate, realize, and transform, spelled art. Make your life a work of art has long been one of my favorite sayings. Tears formed in my eyes with this personal indication that Dad's visit had been more than my sleeping imagination. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, MD, taught that five stages of grief are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. These usually don't arise in order, and they can come and go over time. Eventually, however, most people reach a state of acceptance that a loved one has passed on. But, as the unexpectedly asked question posed, what happens after acceptance? Are there other steps available after enduring difficult changes? And is it possible to reach acceptance sooner and with less pain by focusing on higher energy emotions? Achieving acceptance and then moving beyond that is more likely when you really know that death is not an end, just a new beginning. With that internalized knowledge, you can selectively focus on other emotions besides pain, grief, sadness, anger, guilt, loneliness, fear, etc., that can accompany any, quote, loss. Note, I use quotation marks around the word loss since so much scientific, clinical, and experiential evidence clearly shows that life continues after bodily death. As such, you don't really lose loved ones, even though it might seem that way. Death is not a goodbye, just to see you later. Depending on how many dear ones have passed on, how long it's been, and how deep you're grieving, you will likely still feel those lower energy emotions like sadness and guilt. But you can also choose to, one, appreciate all the blessings and lessons that came from those relationships. Think of the many experiences you had with your loved ones who are no longer wearing an earth suit. That rich array of events, feelings, and memories are yours forever. Two, you can realize that you will see each other again when you pass on, and your relationships can continue now in a different way. This will be even more the case after the advent of soul phone spirit communication technology. You can also realize that your, quote, departed loved ones are enjoying a dimension characterized by love, peace, joy, gratitude, meaning, and enthusiasm. you likely can better perceive their presence as you increasingly are on a similar wavelength. And three, you can transform each aspect of your life for the better as a result of having known these dear ones. You can enjoy a spiritually transformative experience by more deeply knowing life and love are forever. You can honor their lives by shining more brightly and serving others. Focusing on appreciation and realization can naturally increase your clarity, peace, and happiness. This same formula can be used for every change and challenge in your life: terminated relationships, financial loss, health issues, aging, broken dreams, even concerns about your own death and dying, and other changes. All life events, even the sad and difficult ones, contain opportunities for you to appreciate, realize, and transform. If this is a very difficult situation, your initial efforts to appreciate, realize, and transform may feel futile. However, your efforts plant seeds of intention that can bear fruit over time. As an old saying goes, two men looked through prison bars. One saw mud, the other stars. Which way are you looking at life? By the way, I'm not at all minimizing your pain or struggle. From personal and professional experience, I know that the list of changes and challenges above can feel devastating and hopeless, especially initially. However, I also know that it's possible to reach for the highest feeling thought instead of staying mired in lower energy emotions. I've learned how to do that and know many people, including those whose child died, were paralyzed, molested, and more, who had a breakthrough instead of a breakdown. It's not easy, but it is possible, and the benefits of making your life a work of art are immense. Many people have experienced that focusing on higher energy emotions lightens and shortens how long they feel the sad and painful ones. It's a time-tested strategy that you can use now to improve your life and bless others. In the ART session, you will have the opportunity to revisit two areas of your life and use this formula. Past, quote, losses and difficult challenges that have the most stuck energy and pain behind them will likely pop up. Or your psyche may want to deal with easier ones first before tackling tougher ones. I will use a standard induction process using alternating contraction and relaxation of major muscle groups. Then I will have you visualize a series of events, walking down a staircase as I count from 10 to 1, and others. These are designed to deeply relax your brain so you can remember and sense the 99.9% of reality that is usually not detected during the waking state. Your answers may come through as fragments, a full and rapid download, or an entire movie in sequential order. Pay special attention to symbols, words, feelings, or a deep knowing. During the relaxation and visual imagery session, you may experience yourself being intensely involved or viewing it impassively. None of these details matter. There's no pass or fail involved. Do not be tied to my words. That is, if you are one who can feel or hear better than see, then go with those senses if I say see yourself or visualize. In general, trust your first answer and ignore your brain's analysis and judgment. The feeling that I'm just making this up or imagining it is common and okay. Trust that you will remember everything you're supposed to afterwards. The background music is Aura of the Heavens by Jim Butler, royalty-free music that I purchased. Recommendations before the session. Be completely rested, since this deep relaxation technique is very conducive to sleep. Eat a light, healthy meal beforehand so you aren't hungry or have low blood sugar. Avoid excess caffeine or sugar for 24 hours. Avoid using alcohol or recreational drugs for at least 3 days. Generate a list of past, present, or future changes and challenges. Don't be shy. This is your big chance. So make a list of everything you would eventually like to appreciate, realize, and transform. You will have the opportunity to examine 2 areas of your life in each session and can repeat the technique as often as you like. Get as relaxed as possible before the experience. Wear comfortable clothing that will not bind as you sit or lie still for about 30 minutes. Bring lip salve to prevent dry lips during the open mouth breathing. Drink some water and use the bathroom just before your session. Turn off any phones, pagers, or other potentially interrupting devices. Don't worry about coughing or sneezing. I'll make a suggestion that any outside noises need not interfere with your deeply relaxed state. Set an intention to learn just what you need at this time to greatly improve your life. Remember that your experiences may be subtle or dramatic. Suspend judgment by your analytical brain. There are no wrong answers. You can audio record your session and review your answers later. After the session, enjoy some quiet time to internalize your lessons, insights, and enjoy the inner peace. Be careful and really focus if you drive soon afterwards. If you audio recorded your session, listen to it and share with trusted loved ones if you like. Keep a journal to note any additional insights that arrive in dream or waking states. This concludes the introduction to the ART session. I recommend that you listen to it a few times until you thoroughly understand what's involved before using the session.